From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Pakistan says India killed two of its soldiers in an unprovoked attack. Pakistan says the attack occurred when India fired across the border of the disputed region of Kashmir, while India said it had carried out a surgical strike against terrorists in an exchange that marks an escalation of tensions between the uneasy and nuclear-armed neighbors. Pakistan's claim is that India killed the Pakistan soldiers in an unprovoked attack. Talking to reporters in New Delhi Thursday, Lieutenant General Ranbir Singh, the Director General of Military Operations for the Indian Army, said surgical strikes were carried out in Pakistani-controlled Kashmir late Wednesday.
During these counter-terrorist operations, significant casualties have been caused to the terrorists and those who are trying to support them. The operations aimed at neutralizing the terrorists have since ceased. We do not have any plans for further continuation of the operations. However, the Indian Armed Forces are fully prepared for any contingency that may arise.
Pakistan dismissed the Indian military reports that it had carried out strikes against terrorist launch pads inside the Pakistan-controlled part of Kashmir. Russia said Thursday it supports a 48-hour ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo, but not a longer truce proposed by the United States. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said a week-long ceasefire would give militants time to regroup and replenish supplies. His comments come a day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told Russia they're making plans to suspend bilateral engagement. This is VOA News. The Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday he will press Russia to support efforts by the United Nations Security Council to prosecute those responsible for bringing down a Malaysian airliner that crashed over eastern Ukraine in July of 2014. International investigators released findings Wednesday saying the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into Ukraine from Russia. Turnbull said in addition to the Security Council, where Russia has used its veto power to block action, the Netherlands could take up its own prosecution of the case.
Every single one of those victims, the Australians, the Malaysians, the citizens of the Netherlands, all of them, every single one of them, regardless of their age, their nationality, every single one of those murdered victims killed by that missile brought in from Russia, fired with the knowledge of Russia, every single one of them demands justice, and we will be tireless in our efforts to ensure that justice is done.
The findings released Wednesday confirm an earlier investigation by the Dutch Safety Board that concluded Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian-made Buk missile, a claim Russia has denied. The U.S. Congress has voted to override President Barack Obama's veto of a bill that allows lawsuits against Saudi Arabia for the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Wednesday's votes in both houses of Congress were overwhelming. It was the first time an Obama veto has been overturned. Until now, efforts from families of those killed on 9/11 to seek justice in U.S. courts have been stymied by Saudi Arabia's legal immunity. President Obama responded to the news of Congress's decision to let the lawsuits go ahead by calling it a mistake and saying the bill could open the U.S. government to foreign lawsuits. The Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act permits lawsuits against foreign entities that sponsor terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. The bill names no specific country, but it's widely seen as an effort to hold Saudi Arabia accountable for any assistance the 9/11 plotters may have received from within the kingdom. 15 of the 19 hijackers on 9/11 were Saudi citizens, but Saudi Arabia has long denied any role in the attacks. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will campaign Thursday in the states where each won their first victory on the path becoming the next U.S. president. Trump has an event in New Hampshire, and Clinton is speaking in Iowa, states that played a big role as the first two to hold votes during the party nominating process. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.